The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Welcome to the Woodhull Raceway here in Woodhull, New York. It is an absolutely Chamber of Commerce night. Blue skies, a little milky overcast happening right now. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Great to be back with you, my partner.
It's great to have you back over here on the High Banks. I haven't made this many shows over here this year. I mean,
I've been quite busy myself, and I was out in Indianapolis for 3 weeks covering the 500, as well as some of the other shows that go on in and around during the time of the 500, and just been quite busy. I'm now the columnist for the Daily Item for the motorsports, and so I've been staying busy. This is my social life, well, I tell people.
I have this problem. I have a job that pays real money, you know.
Are you saying my jobs don't pay real money?
No, this I enjoy doing.
Anyway, it is good to be back here. We have a great night. We have a good field of 28 big block, small block modifieds coming up. It'll be the 40-lap feature event a little bit later on. We have four heat races coming up for you. And, Steve, one of the things I've noticed as I was doing my research for this broadcast, when you take a look at the point standings, a familiar name is not only not at the top of the point standings, but in the win column, he has just one win, and we're talking about Billy Van Pelt. How unusual is it this far into the year to not only see Billy not on the top of the point standings, but to have just one win?
I started out the column that if you'd have told me in April that Billy Van Pelt wouldn't have a win until the first week in June, I'd have thought, there's no way. And Billy got his first win, well, the last time they raced. They got fogged out last week, so it was 2 weeks ago when they raced. But one thing I did notice, I was here that night, one thing I did notice, though, Billy started on a pole. But Alan Rudalovich, who was the high point man, started right outside the front row. So it was by no means a cakewalk. I think Billy had him covered anyways. But
is it a case of drivers who are starting to catch up to Billy? I mean, he has won here so many times.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yes, the drivers have picked up. Mike Bills, for example, he's come on really strong this year. And then, of course, Alan Rudalovich coming in. But I saw something one night that really, really surprised me. Billy was running up the front of the pack. I think he was running second at the time. Don't quote me to that. And down in 3 and 4, he spun it all by himself.
Wow.
And I talked with Billy the following week, and he said, yeah, I stepped on it. He says, and the worst part is he took out the 3rd and 4th place car with him.
Oh, geez.
Well, as luck would have it, a week later, a car up front spun out and took Billy with him. So justice prevailed, I guess you want to say.
Yeah, but when you look at the results, and he's had some bad luck this year, and that really is unusual for that team.
It is, but like you say, I think it's not so much Billy's having bad luck as I think that everybody's caught up with him. The track has been different this year, too, a little bit. Mm-hmm. With all the rain that we've had here in upstate New York, it's really been tough conditions for everybody, not just Woodhull. Every track's had the same problem.
And when you look at the top 10 in points, they're only separated by 31 points. This has to be, I think, one would consider maybe one of the toughest fields in quite some time here at Woodhull.
Yes, it is. I believe it's only going to get tighter the way some of these guys are running. As soon as the modifieds get on the track, you'll see what I mean. There's Alan Rudalovich. The last time he was at Woodhull before this year was the big show at the end of the season the year before. And he was leading the feature, going into turn three, and the right front broke on a car, and he did a end-over-end, and I guess it pretty much destroyed the car. And I was really surprised when opening night I looked, and here's Alan Rudalovich here.
Yeah.
He won opening night. He set in victory lane. I don't know if I'm going to be a full-time racer here, but he's been here every week. And we've got to stay on top of things tonight, too, because Billy's not in his normal car tonight.
No, he is not. He is in his Race of Champions, number 24, the blue and white car, and his brother, Captain Quick, Kurt Van Pelt. The only thing we need then to happen is have Tony come in behind me and give me a big old bear hug.
Don't
and the night's
young
complete.
Yet.
I know. Well, we have a full field of 28 cars, four heat races coming your way. We're going to step aside, take a quick break, and Steve and I will be back with the opening laps of the first heat of the modifieds here at the Woodhull Raceway from the High Banks. You're listening to Modified Action here on the Dirt Track Channel.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops, he waits, he looks, he opens!
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
Back here at the Woodhull Raceway, it is time to go modified racing with tonight's starting lineup from Area Auto Racing News columnist from the High Banks. Here's Steve Kellogg.
Heat number one, seven cars coming to the line. On the pole will be Tim Guild in the 06. Outside of him, the 18 of Casey Pavlik. Second row inside, I believe, is Tony Harrison, the 9 cat. Mm-hmm. Outside of him, Guild Tag Jr. returning to the High Banks after a couple years off in Harrington number one. Five of Alan Rudalovich. Outside of him, I believe, is one of the two big blocks that are here tonight. That's Eric Fisher in the 37C, who normally runs Canandaigua Weed Sport Circuit. And bringing up the tail end, and I don't think he'll stay there long knowing him, is the number four car of Dylan DeWert.
I had a chance to talk with Tony Harris earlier in the evening. He used to run down regularly at the Red Line Speedway before they closed, and he is a track champion there.
He also has a 360 late model that he campaigns over at Black Rock on Friday nights.
So the field now 2x2, and it is, again, a very beautiful night here, no wind. Tim Guild and Casey Pavlik will lead him down into that number three corner. We're set to go. Heat race number one. Green is out.
Into turn one, the 06 of Tim Guild leading the way, and it's three wide behind him for second place with Rudalovich and Harris. And Rudalovich takes a second spot going into three.
Rudalovich now working that low line, looking for the point off of the turn number four, lap number one. Tim Guild will shut away as they head back down into that number one corner.
Tim Guild slides up. Rudalovich underneath him takes a top spot, three wide off from turn two with Dylan DeWert already up to third. I told you he'd be there.
Tony Harris was the meat in the sandwich that time, and he gets a little tap and almost goes around. And then Eric Fisher was on the low side of him off the turn at number four and tapped into Tony. That kept Tony from spinning. But Eric Fisher spun, and so we were under caution here
look to me
for the
like,
first time.
Looked to me like Tony got sideways. The 18 tapped him, finished him off, and Eric Fisher in the 37 had no place to go.
So under caution for the first time here this evening.
And I think you'll see something different here, too. All restarts at Woodhull Raceway, regardless of class, are Delaware restart. All classes. You're supposed to turn your cell phone off before you go on the air.
Yeah, I know. That was a good one. Boy, I completely forgot about that.
Well, two laps complete. Rudalovich leading. Tim Guild second. Dylan DeWert all the way up to third. Guild Tag fourth. Nine Cat in front of the 18 of Pavlik, Tony Harris, and the Nine Cat. And Eric Fisher, the victim of circumstances, brings up the rear. Looks like the side crash rail is hanging in front of the right rear tire.
But I think it's far enough ahead that, he's going to go to the pits.
Yeah, he's heading for the pits. Here's your Delaware restart. Rudalovich out in front all by himself, and Tim Guild and Dylan DeWert in the second row.
Starter will look him over. Rudalovich now on the high side of the racetrack. Takes him off turn number four, and the green flag is back out. We're racing once again here at Woodhull on the start of lap number three.
And Rudalovich pretty much checking out, but here comes Dylan DeWert. I told you he'd be up there before long.
Dylan starting on the inside of row number four, already up to the high side, trying to get that number two spot away from Tim Guild. He'll do so at the start-finish line. Dylan DeWert in the second, Tim Guild back to third.
The spot you're looking for is the third spot because that's the last redraw spot. The top three out of each heat will redraw for the features.
Did you just say redraw? I thought
yes,
that was
I
a
did.
Bad word you didn't like.
Well, forget I said it.
All right, cross flags are out. Adam Rudalovich is your race leader. Dylan DeWert second.
Gil Tague just took over the third spot from Tim Guild, and Casey Pavick looking to take the spot also away from Tim Guild.
And Gil Tague Jr. making a way up. He is running third right now and looking, well, he just pulled off the track as I said that.
Yep, something went haywire on the number one car. That put Tim Guild back in the draw position in third. Notice I said draw, not redraw.
Thank you. Two to go this time by two laps to go as we are winding down here in heat race number one. It is all Alan Rudolavich, and Alan also fifth in big block modified points over at the Pencan Speedway. We ready campaigns on Friday night, and he is well on his way to winning this heat race. He is a straightaway lead.
Straightaway ahead of Dylan.
As he comes off of turn number four, checker is out. Alan Rudolavich in for the win. Second will go to Dylan the Wart. Third will go to Tim Guild. Fourth will go to Casey Pavlik. Fifth, Tony Harris, and the rest did not finish. So Alan Rudolavich from the inside of row number three in for the win.
And Dylan DeWert started dead last and finished second. Second modified heat rolling onto the track. Front row will be the 31 of Frank Dunning. Outside of him is Mike Bills. Watch the 21 of Mike Bills. He's really strong this year. Second row inside will be Kenny Peoples Jr. and Herbie Wright's number 88. Outside of him is, believe it or not, a rookie in this class, Donnie Lawson in the number 11. Third row inside, a sometimes competitor here at Woodhall Raceway, the 78 of Grant Hilfiger. Outside of him, a former regular here. He now makes his home on Saturday nights at Raceway 5 in Batavia. That's Ray Bliss, Zeke the Streak. And bringing up the tail end is the number 7 of Brian Doolittle.
Note on Grant Hilfiger, it's a 203-mile commute from Pocono.
Wow.
Yes. So a bit of a hike for Grant, probably one of the neater wraps out there in the racing community these days. And he hasn't done much racing. This is just his third race, fourth race of the year. He's had two DNQ so far. So he hasn't, the business is going so well, he just hasn't had time to race. That's a good thing.
That's good. That's good.
But he does hope to get to some bigger shows a little bit later on in the season.
One more lap under caution here while Herbie Wright's car, the Kenny Peoples Jr., looking for his starting spot.
Where's the bat? There's no bat on the top of it.
I got to believe that's Herbie's big block car.
Ah.
That's not the small block car. That's the big block car.
Well, we're still under caution.
That would make three big blocks we have here. I know Herbie has a big block, and the small block does have the bat on the roof, and this one doesn't. And it is the big block.
Yep.
Yep, sounds like one, too.
Yes, it does. Now we're getting everybody in order.
Watch the outside row, the outside front row, Mike Bills in that 21. He has been really fast this year. He just had some bad luck. Donnie Lawson, being a rookie, has had a win this year. They're looking for green this time out.
Here they come now off of turn number four. They'll crank it sideways down the front, and it's Mike Bills showing the way down in that number one corner.
I told you so.
Yes, you did.
He's already checking out on the field. And Kenny Peoples Jr. underneath the 31 of Frank Dunning for the second spot. And here comes Hilfiger looking underneath Dunning also.
He'll get that number three spot and looking for more as he comes up on the high side as they race their way back in the turn number one. Still out in front from his outside starting position down the backstretch, it's Mike Bills.
The top three stay the same, and Donnie Lawson looking to get by the 31 of Dunning for the fourth position. Hilfiger a little bit out of shape, but holds that third spot.
Lawson, last year's Crate Sportsman champion here, his father finishing fifth in that division. His father used to race back at the Flemington Fair Speedway starting in 1972. Family's been around racing for a long time.
Mike Bills still out front, but I keep wanting to call him Herbie Wright. It's Kenny Peoples Jr. putting the pressure on him about three car lengths back. About six car lengths back is Grant Hilfiger, and still the battle for the fourth position between Donnie Lawson and Frank Dunning.
Now that position just changed as Lawson slid up right in front of Dunning. Three wide down the front stretch. Dunning right in the middle of the sandwich. Ray Bliss on the low side. They'll stay that way. Dunning slides up.
Ray Bliss says, thank you very much.
Yes, it does. Lawson had to get out of the gas for just a second.
Dunning might have a flat right rear tire by the looks of the car.
And he is slowing down on the front stretch.
Yep.
Shredded right
it's
rear
gone.
Flat.
Yellow is out.
So we're under caution here for the second
with
time.
With five laps complete.
I was noticing that so far, Kenny Peoples Jr. is the only one, and probably is because of the big block, that's hiking that left front through the turns.
this car doesn't get raced very much. That car, believe it or not, is the former Ryan Twilliger. That's the former Twilliger car.
Mm-hmm.
The geez, I can't remember what number he ran it so long ago.
I thought it was the 88 when he ran it.
No, he had his own car before he drove for Herbie. But then Herbie, when Twilliger's got out of racing, Herbie bought the car and dropped a big block into it. White flag will go green next time by. And Lawson is at the tail end. Well, that's right. He got in a jingle up one and two.
Yep. Well, he had the position there. It looked like, and I wonder if that tire was going down on Dunning's car when he slid up there.
Well, three of them came together pretty hard, three wide coming down a front stretch. So
single file off of turn number four. Green is out, and Bliss puts the power down and leads him back down to that number one corner.
And that's not Mike Bliss. That's Mike Bills in the 21.
What do I keep doing?
And Kenny Peoples Jr. right on his rear crash bar, lifting that left front, diving underneath him out of four, side by side out of four, and Bills holds the spot.
Two to go this time by, and Ray Bliss now underneath Hilfiger, and he'll take over that third spot. That's the important third and final position to get a drawing position as they come off of turn number four, and Mike Bills still showing the way over Kenny Peoples Jr.
White flag has been thrown. It's Mike Bills, Kenny Peoples Jr., Ray Bliss, Donnie Lawson, Grant Hilfiger, and Brian Doolittle in that order. Coming to the line, it looks like it's going to be Mike Bills all the way.
With Kenny Peoples Jr. hiking that left front at the line, coming home in second. Ray Bliss is third. Donnie Lawson fourth. Grant Hilfiger fifth. And Brian Doolittle rounding out the field. So in for the win from the outside of row number one, it's Mike Bills.
I told you about Mike Bills, didn't I?
I'll tell you what, the youngster, only his third year of racing.
Yep.
He's starting to really get the hang of this place, but don't count out Kenny Peoples Jr. That car was pretty quick.
Third heat making its way out of the woods over in turn two on the front row of the 9X of Dale Welty in the Larry Kennison-owned car. By the way, I did a lot of campaigning this year, tried to get Chuck Kennison into the Dirt Motorsports Hall of Fame, and he didn't make it.
We'll
try
to,
next year.
Well, we'll have to hear a little bit more about that as time
Outside of the front row, the 24, the blue and white, and I'm going to be confused on this. I'm going to call him Walt Mitchell before the night's out, but it is Billy Van Pelt. Inside the second row, the 1N of Nate DeLong. Outside of him is the 56 of Lee Bills, who I don't see on the racetrack right now. Inside the third row, the 2B of Ronnie Cartwright Jr., which I believe is the big black car. Outside of him, the 6B of Ray Dan, and bringing up the tail of the field, the 26 of Gary Lampman. And don't hold me to this, I think Gary Lampman is a sportsman car that races here on Saturday nights. The 56 was a no-show of Lee Bills.
Off of turn number four, green is out, and Dale Welty will lead him down to that number one corner. Billy the Kid Van Pelt right in his outside as they go through one and two.
And Cartwright was running third. He drifted up. He's all the way to the tail end of the field while Dale Welty leads him into turn three.
We got a bunch of very polychromatic cars in this heat race here as they come off of turn number four. Two separate battles going on, one for the point and one for third as Welty holds off Billy Van Pelt off of turn number two.
And Nate DeLong bringing up the third spot, and Ronnie Cartwright back up inside of Ray Dan in the 6B. Cartwright takes over the fourth spot one more to get into the draw position.
Cartwright looking to the high side as he works his way to the high side of one and two. Car seems like as though it's pushing up through one and two. That opens the door on the inside, allows Ray Dan to come up along him, and that's the three-car battle right now for that all-important third position for the draw.
And a little bit of tire rubbing there coming through three and four between the 2B and the 6B. Which equals 8B, right?
Back up front, a little bit of daylight is being shown now between our race leader, Dale Welty,
the
and
6B,
Billy Van Pelt.
The 6B of Ray Dan has a flat left rear tire.
And he's
headed pit side.
And they showed him, let him know he was having the flat. We'll get, it's five laps down this time by. Welty still continues to lead. It's about three car lengths over Billy Van Pelt. Then it's a full straightaway back for Nate DeLong.
And Ronnie Cartwright Jr. really trying to get that draw spot. Two laps to go.
Off of turn number four, it's still about two-car distance with the two-to-go sign out from our starter. Boy, Cartwright really pushing the cushion that time. He was up over the cushion, running that high side through one and two.
Well, Cartwright doesn't lack for excitement wherever he races, and he just got that final draw spot with one lap to go. Welty over Van Pelt and Cartwright running the cushion in turn three.
He's over the cushion. He is in no man's land up there through three and four as Dale Welty in the red and yellow number 9X comes off of turn number four. In for the win from the pole position, Dale Welty here in heat race number three. Billy Van Pelt comes home in second and Ronnie Cartwright in third. Nate DeLong fourth. And it will be Gary Lapman rounding out the field.
Dale Welty making his way to the infield scales. I understand they have a problem with the platform scales in with the four-post scales in the pit, so they're using the old platform scales in the infield. Heat number four coming out of the woods in turn two. On the point will be Kenny Peoples Sr. in the 5K. Outside of him is the three of Joe Jin, who also is the sponsor of tonight's race in Jin Trucking. Inside the second row, the number 70 of Ronnie White. I'm used to seeing Ronnie White in a 5W. I don't know what's going on here. But
it's similar in colors.
You still got the green and white.
Yeah.
Outside the second row is the Ford Power of Bobby Davis, and it's not the World of Outlaw Bobby Davis Jr. either.
True.
Inside the third row is the 13K of Dave DuBois. Now, Dave normally runs the 6X, but I understand he had some problems with his car. This is the old 6X car that was sold to Killsdonk is his last name. And outside of him is the number two of Kurt Van Pelt.
Captain Quick.
I'm going to screw these up for the night,
though. That's okay.
And bringing up the tail of the field is the 13 of Kevin Chilson, who is also the owner of the number two that Kurt Van Pelt drives. He's also the owner of the number 24 that Billy's driving.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like we'll be going racing next time by. Looks like there's a little bit of maintenance they need to do down there on the outside of turn three. Just getting into three and a high side there.
Well, for the track conditions we had early on the year over here, this is beautiful.
It's been a very rainy year.
It's been tough every place. Like I said before, not just Woodhull Raceway. Every track in our area has had that problem. And the guys here have really worked their buns off and got it looking really good.
Kenny Peoples Sr. is taking his time and bringing the field around through turns one and a two. And this is a very slow.
Wake me up when they get to turn three.
You know, it might be snowing by the time they get to the start-finish line. Welcome to winter in New York. I mean, we have winter. Well, actually, in the Northeast, we have winter, almost winter, near winter, and winter.
Oh, don't forget construction season.
That's all year long. Here they come, angling off that number four corner. And the green flag is out.
Kenny Peoples Sr. taking the point into turn one. Joe Jin outside him. Ronnie White looking down low inside of Kenny Sr.
Four wide down the backstretch almost. Almost five wide. It's still two by two. It's a rush hour on the Bronx Expressway here off of turn number four.
Ronnie White leads the way on this lap, but Kenny Peoples Sr. and Bobby Davis right there. Looks like Bobby Davis is going to take the second spot. Don't look now, but here comes Dave DuBois in a strange car to him.
That is Ford Power for you folks who haven't forgotten. And, of course, Ford, the only company not to take any sub.
That was four wide off of turn four.
Yeah. Remember, up off of turn number two, Ronnie White pushed up. Smoke now from Dave DuBois' car. And it is Bobby Davis on the outside. Contact off of turn number four. Look out. Pinball Wizard down the front stretch here.
Wow.
This heat's the most excitement we've had in all the heat so far.
We got Bobby Davis in the Ford Power leading away by about four car lengths over Ronnie White. Ronnie's having problems holding the line, but he's still second with Dave DuBois side by side with him coming down the front stretch.
DuBois now not showing any signs of smoke this time by, and he will make the pass underneath Ronnie White into that number two position. Now there is a bit of smoke coming out the left rear. And another car jumping the cushion is the three of Joe Jin. He's having a tough time all the way back to the back of the pack almost after starting on the outside of row number one here on lap number five.
Making his way up into the fifth spot is Kurt Van Pelt in the two after having a little infield excursion between one and two a lap or two ago, and he's right back in the hunt.
Two to go this time by as race leader Bobby Davis points it off down the backstretch. Three-car battle for that third and final transfer spot. Kevin Chilson, Ron White, and coming up on the inside, Captain Quick, Kurt Van Pelt.
And Kurt just took the fourth spot away from Ronnie White in the 70 and looking underneath the 13 of Kevin Chilson.
And he takes
the spot, and Kurt's all the way up into the draw position.
Off of turn number four and in for the win from the outside of row number two, it's Bobby Davis. Second will go to Dave DuBois and Captain Quick from the back of the pack gets that third and final transfer position to tonight's draw for the top 12 finishers. So we had a very exciting fourth and final heat race. Bobby Davis Jr. in for the win. Heat race number three went to Dale Welty. Mike Bills won heat race number two. And heat race number one won by the points leader here, Alan Rudalavich.
Good heat race, and the track is coming in very nice. Nice cushion. This is a sprint car racetrack tonight.
Yes, it is, and I still say ARDC midgets would be absolutely phenomenal here at this racetrack.
I think so, too. It's built for them.
We just have to get them here.
Yep.
We'll work on that. Well, we'll take a break and let you hear from some of our great sponsors, and we'll come back with our consolation event right after this.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Back here at the Woodhull Raceway, it's time to go consolation racing here. We're supposed to have eight cars, and we even have a topless late model here tonight. At the back of the pack, I'm sure he's just trying to shake something out, but we have the white flag. Steve has the lineup as we set to go with tonight's one only consolation event.
As you said, six cars showed up. Eight were slated to come. Gil Tagg on the pole in the number one. Brian Doolittle outside of him in the number seven. Inside the second row is a 6B of Ray Dan. Outside the three of Joe Jin. His father's trucking company is also the sponsor of tonight's show. Inside the third row, Frank Dunning in the 31. Outside of him is Kenny Peoples Sr. in the 5K. Kenny Peoples Sr. went off backwards on the hook after his heat. This will be eight laps, four to qualify, coming for the green.
Off of turn number four, the green flag is out, and Gil Tagg will quickly jump to the high line. Now moves to the middle through one and two and shows away off of that number two corner.
Ray Dan on the inside of Brian Doolittle off from turn two. They're side by side heading into three with Joe Jin waiting for the mistake. There it is. Joe Jin slides into third.
Doolittle got on the binders a little bit too hard and slid up the track. He's back to fourth. Kenny Peoples Sr. running in fifth. And Frank Dunning is at the back of the pack as they head off down in that number three corner.
And Ray Dan looking all over. Tag slides high. Dan down low, side by side off in turn four. Give the edge to Tag at the line.
Tag still carrying that momentum down in that number one corner. He works the high side. Dan works to the low side. Still Gil Tagg showing the way as they're single file down the backstretch.
Single file all the way back. It's Tag, Dan, Jin, Doolittle, Peoples, and Dunning in that order.
Looks like there may have been just slight contact between our top two runners right now as we are approaching halfway this time by as Ray Dan starting to close the gap on our front runner, Gil Tagg.
And Tagg still holds a spot coming down the front stretch by about two car lengths over Ray Dan.
Cross flags being displayed to the field, four down, four to go here in our lone consolation event before we get set for the 40-lap big block modified, small block modified shootout here on a Wednesday night at the Woodhull Raceway.
And Tagg loops it, coming out of turn four.
Oh, he stepped on it.
I didn't see what happened down there. I saw him sideways, and I don't think that Dan was anywhere near him to put him around.
I don't think so, and judging by the crowd reaction I saw out of the corner of my eye, I think he just looped it.
Well, that very well could have put either Kenny Peoples Sr. or Frank Dunning into the big 40-lap main. We'll have to see what happens.
Caution out here on lap number four. Moment to say hello to your son and all the great men of the USS Hawaii.
Yes.
Proudly serving our country over there in Pearl Harbor.
And not too long from now, I'm going over and see him. I haven't seen him in almost 2 years, and going to do a overnight cruise on the USS Hawaii submarine. I'm really looking forward to that.
That should be pretty neat. We'll have to hear about that.
I'm also looking forward to the hotel on Waikiki Beach, too.
Yeah, Waikiki Beach, folks.
White flag is out. Single file restart. It's Ray Dan at the point. Joe Jin behind him. Brian Doodle in third in the fourth and final qualifying spot right now is the 5K of Kenny Peoples Sr. Frank Dunning will be fifth, and Gil Tagg back to sixth place.
Well, we'll see if Tagg can come up and make the feature here. He has a few laps to do it. They come off of turn number four. The green flag is out, and Ray Dan will quickly jump out and take him off down to the low side through one and two.
Good jump by Dan. He's got about four car lengths on Jin off in turn two, and Jin about, it was one car length. Now it's zero car lengths between him and Brian Doolittle. Three wide off from turn four for the last spot.
Gil Tagg trying to get that final spot, working the low side of Kenny Peoples Sr. He slides up. Something wrong with that race car as it got very tight through the middle of the turn. He slid up. He's still one spot out of the qualifying position as we come down to the two-to-go sign this time by.
And the race is for that final qualifying spot between Kenny Peoples Sr. and Gil Tagg. I think Gil, the track slicked up a little bit more than he thought it was going to. He still hasn't got the spot.
Nope, white flag is coming out for Ray Dan as they come off of turn number four and go down the front stretch. Battle for that fourth and final transfer position. Contact on the front stretch between Tagg and Kenny Peoples Sr. Tagg's going to slide up right in
front
of him.
Slide job.
And he holds
on. It's not over yet. I know Kenny Peoples Sr., and it's not over yet. Now it's over.
Dan
Ray
Wolf.
Dan, Joe Jin, Brian Doolittle, and Gil Tagg make the 40-lap feature. Kenny Peoples Sr. and Frank Dunning will load up and go home.
Boy, what a, and he timed that slide job just perfectly to slide up right in front.
I don't think it's over yet.
No, I don't think so either. As coming to the high side, well, maybe not.
Maybe they were already warning him on the one way.
Kenny Peoples Sr. was looking like they were going to come up alongside of, he's behind him, but he looked like he was going to come up on the high side of Gil Tagg, and they were going to make reservations for the 4th of July. So we have our consolation, and we can tell you, to just give you a quick update, the draw produced Ronnie Cartwright and Kurt Van Pelt, Captain Quick, on the front row for tonight's 40-lap feature event. We'll take a break and be back with our starting lineup right after this. You're listening to Big Block, Small Block, Modified Action from the Woodhull Raceway on the Dirt Track Channel.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
And welcome back to the Woodhull Raceway. The moon, a full moon, has made its appearance over the turn at two.
Absolutely. Had to mention it,
well,
didn't you?
you know, I was talking with Don Lawson earlier this evening, and we're talking about the days of Flemington, and it never failed, at least one time during the year, or every so often, whenever they had their famed 420s, there would be a full moon, and we'd have at least five red flags that night, and we'd be bench racing at 2 o'clock in the morning at the Circle Diner there in Flemington.
I think tonight with a full moon, we're going to go 40 laps green to checker.
I hope you're right. It is an absolute beautiful night along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast tonight. The 40 lapper is about to come up. We're going to give you the lineup in a moment or two. But we have two great champions of the sport that are under the weather right now. We need to send a shout out and get well wishes to two great guys in this sport.
First, I want to send get well wishes out to Al Robinson. Everybody knows Al. He's written for numerous publications. He worked for Dover International for quite a while. He's been announcer at Watkins Glen for years. And up until he had this stroke a few weeks ago, he was the announcer at Penn Can Speedway and Shangri-La, too. And he had a mild stroke. I understand he is doing better. And get well wishes to Al, and hope to see him at the racetrack real soon. I miss hearing his stories at the racetrack.
Yes. Great stories indeed. And our good friend, oh, Lord.
Speaking of good friends.
Yeah. The guy that you want on your side in a bar fight, besides A.J. Foyt.
The guy we're talking about is Billy Van Pelt and Kurt Van Pelt's brother, Tony.
I thought the illegitimate child of Mr. Clean.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. But he's got a black shirt on, not a white one.
Yeah. So always good to see Tony stopping by Just thankfully, I wasn't doing the broadcast, and he gave me a bear hug, because that has happened before. I don't have much air left after this guy gives you a bear hug, let me tell you.
We still have one more get well wish to send out.
Yes, our good friend Jerry Regal, longtime columnist for the Patriot newspaper in Harrisburg, and now working with Area Auto Racing News. He is putting up a very ferocious fight against cancer. And he's out there doing everything he can do to beat this thing, to lick it. And we want to send get well wishes. And there's a lot of people that have him in his thoughts and his prayers. He's one of the real great guys in this sport. He appreciates the professionalism that this sport offers. And he also appreciates the professional ethics that need to be out there with people covering the sport. And all around, just a super great guy. So we wish him best wishes as he continues his fight to beat cancer.
He sends me an email every week. He sends it out to all the writers of Area Auto.
Yep.
Tells us about the paper coming out and how we did and got the stuff out timely. And he does a lot of the editing also. Mm-hmm. But usually at the end of his email, he always puts in how his health is going. And the last couple of times, it hasn't sounded good.
No.
So keep Jerry in your thoughts, please. We really need to keep him around.
And he and Earl and everybody else down there in Trenton have done a tremendous job with the paper. And I was in the pits tonight, and we were talking about the paper with some of the crews. And they said they used to get another paper, but they stopped getting that other paper because the area has just taken it to another level. And the quality, your column, every now and then I do pen a few articles over there at Clinton County for the paper.
Actually, I thought my column kind of drew it down a little bit, didn't it?
Well, if you can't get in the mail system, yeah, it's going to draw it down because nobody knows when it's in and what's it about.
Anybody who's listening, real quick, I want to stress this point. If you don't get your paper on time, it's not the newspaper's fault. It's not Area Auto's fault. It's the U.S. Postal Service, and I've gone round and round with them and got nowhere. So good luck if you don't get it on time.
Speaking of round and round.
Coming out of the boonies over in Turn 2, the 24-car field for 40 laps. Here's tonight's rundown for the 40-lap feature. On the pole, by luck of the draw, is Ronnie Cartwright Jr. in the 2B. Outside of him is Tony's brother, Kurt Van Pelt, in Billy's number 2.
If you follow that.
In the second row, inside is the 06 of Tim Gill. Outside of him, High Point Man here at Woodhull Raceway, the 145 of Alan Rudlovich. The next row on the inside, the 4 of Dylan DeWert, who was real fast in his heat, came from the tail end right up to second. Outside of him, the 9X of Dale Welty. In the fourth row on the inside is Tony's other brother, Billy Van Pelt, in the 24 of the ROC car. Ray Bliss outside of him in the 27Z. Kenny Peoples Jr. in a big block in the number 88. It'll be inside row 5. Outside of him is the Ford Power number 60 of Bobby Davis. Row 6 inside is Mike Bills. And the last one to draw is the 13K of Dave Dubois, normally the driver of the 6X. In the seventh row, inside is Casey Pavlik in the number 18. Outside of him, the 11 of Donnie Lawson. Eighth row inside is Nate DeLong in the 1N. Outside of him, the 70 of Ronnie White. Ninth row inside, the 9-cat of Tony Harris. Outside of him is Grant Hilfiger in the 78. Tenth row inside is Gary Lantman in the 26. Outside of him, the 13 of Kevin Chilson. The next to last row, 6B of Ray Dan. Outside of him, Joe Jin in the number 3. And bringing up the final row, the 7 of Brian Doolittle, followed by Gil Tegg Jr., who just barely made it in through the consi.
We got a full house here tonight.
Yes, we do. White flag.
And I'll tell you what, it's been a Chamber of Commerce day all day. Fans on their feet, great crowd on hand. Fans giving the 24-car starting field a big send-off here. Track is slick, but they just did a little track preparation. Came back on the air here. So it should be a good deal here. Ronnie Cartwright and Kurt Van Pelt, Captain Quick, on the front row.
Scorer's nightmare on the front row.
Well, the twos and the twos, and we'll see who gets the jump as they bring them down through turns 3 and 4. Cartwright and Van Pelt off of turn number 4. Here they come, and the green is out.
Side by side into turn 1, the 2B of Cartwright takes the inside, slides high, 145.
Oh, big time.
Alan Rudlovich, big pile up. The 06 of Tim Gild, and I can't see the other
car
down. The 88 of Kenny Peoples Jr. Yellow is out, no laps complete.
As they would say down south, that was fixing to be a big one. They, as Darrell Waltrip would say, they wrecked, but they didn't know they were going to wreck because we had about 4 to 5 cars that were about to all come together, and somehow they took evasive action the very last second. We only end up with two cars coming around, and it is an original restart.
An original restart?
Well, now, wait a second. Well,
it's
that was
an original start.
Well, it's an original start, but that's what they just said over the radio, so. It's the same thing as a redraw. It doesn't – it's –
You know who's locking out on this, though? The 2B of Ronnie Cartwright. He's
yes.
going to know what not to do going into the corner next time.
And that Alan Rudalavage was right there as well.
Just yep. run your own line and
yep.
race.
You know, if I knew he was coming tonight, I would have had a third.
Had another
third
microphone.
Yeah. I got another microphone around here. We can throw you in. Hold on 1 second, folks. Hold on 1 second.
Well, in the start of a big show like this, you need to actually just keep them 2x2 and run your line and don't make any silly moves at the beginning of a race because you've got to run all 40 laps.
Words of wisdom from Tony the Tiger Van Pelt. Joining us here in the broadcast booth.
Former starter.
Yes.
Tony, I'm getting back on a flag stand Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Now, where would this be at?
Raceway 5. I'm going to fill in for Johnny Powell Saturday night.
Awesome.
Batavia. Yep, I just found out Monday. I was supposed to do it a couple weeks ago when McKean rained out, but Johnny made it back, so I didn't have to go. So Jimmy Mazur from Raceway 5 called me Monday morning. He says, just call and checking in, make sure you're coming Saturday night. I says, for what?
Coming to cover? Or
it's been 7 years since I touched the flag.
No kidding. Well, here we go. We're going to be looking for the green here.
Nope, looking for the white.
Nope, looking for the white.
All right, so what do you think your brother's going to have to do now to get that the lead
well,
off than one?
Hopefully Ronnie learned his lesson and not to leave that bottom open because Rudalavage is one good shoe. He will be by you in a wink of an eye. So what Ronnie should do is just run his line and let Kurt run his line and just get it through turn one without making contact with each other. Because if you make contact and scrub off speed, you're going to watch Rudalavage drive right by.
We are 2x2 now down the backstretch. That full moon looking ever so beautiful. Off of turn number two, starter looks them over. They'll get the cone on turn number four. We'll try it one more time. A pair of deuces on the front row. Here they come.
And Kurt Van Pelt on the outside flies by Ronnie Cartwright. It's side-by-side Rudalavage and Kurt Van Pelt out of turn two down the backstretch.
Rudalavage and Van Pelt on even terms down in number three corner. Now it's Rudalavage, the points leader here, taking over the top spot. Kurt Van Pelt sitting in second. Dale Welty looking for third as they hustle down in that number one corner.
Don't look now, but right behind Welty and Cartwright is the 24 of Billy Van Pelt trying to thread the needle between Ray Bliss and Ronnie Cartwright.
That door got closed quickly as Bobby Davis is underneath him off of turn number four. That's the battle for fifth as we are three laps into the night's 40-lap big block, small block feature event. Looks like Kurt Van Pelt is starting to pick up a little bit of ground on our race leader, Alan Rudalavage, down in turn number three.
The 60 of Bobby Davis, that Ford Powers, had some problems earlier in the year, but when he's running good, he's strong. But Billy Van Pelt flies by him on the outside. Billy's up on the outside, passing one car right after another. He's up to fifth place right behind Ray Bliss.
Three-car battle for fourth now, a four-car battle for third. They come off a turn at number four, Dale Welty, Ray Bliss, Billy Van Pelt, and Bobby Davis all looking for that third spot as they hustle through the high banks through one and two here at Woodhall.
They're kind of spreading out up front, but back toward the middle of the pack. They're really bunched up, and we almost had the big one over there. That threaded them out a little bit.
Grant Hilfiger and Tony Harris in the nine cat almost getting sideways in the back of the pack. Three-car battle for third right now, making it a two-car battle as here comes Billy the Kid Van Pelt. Around the outside, Dale Welty slides up to the high side off of turn number four, and he'll move up in the second spot, sets his eyes on his brother Kurt in that number two position.
And Ronnie Cartwright really having problems. He's all the way back to ninth place right now. He's running the top side, but just can't get the handle, and they're pulling away from him.
Tony, in this type of position, what is your brother going to have to do to catch up to Kurt?
Well, you just keep riding right now. I mean, he had to pass some cars. He's got some good free sailing. The track is pretty slick. If you notice, nobody can run the middle. Rudalavage, he gets the middle, you see his car slide. He goes up or to the bottom. So what you do is you know you're going to have some more caution. So you're just riding right now. You're running a good pace, but you're just riding. 40 laps is a long way.
Whoa, and we got
and
caution.
There's your caution right there. That tightens him up.
And Cartwright smoke billowing out of the front of the car. I don't know what happened there, but we've got him, Ray Dan, Grant Hilfiger, and Kenny Peoples Jr. all sitting down there in a pile.
Well, Tony Van Pelt joining us here, former flagman here at the Woodhall Raceway. And, well, Tony, you said it, caution coming out, and it looks like Is that the shadow? Or is that fluid that I see coming out from?
No, that's fluid.
That's fluid. Okay.
Yeah, you're correct. That is fluid. Yeah, on a 40-lap race like this, when it's slick, when a guy rockets out on you quick like Rudolavich did, you don't want to get upset and overzealous in your car. Just keep riding. Got a lot of laps to run. There's going to be problems. And a lot of times when a guy rockets out early, he'll come back to you.
You see who's right behind Rudolavich, don't you? A couple of Van Pelt brothers.
Yeah.
Now, both of you guys are flagmen, former flagmen. From your perspective,
future flagman.
Now, from your perspective, as this 40-lapper is going on, this is action here happens so quickly. Even with having a backup there, what's the most important thing that you're looking for as the race is progressing on?
Well, you learn drivers' characteristics. When you're on a flag stand, you know who drives them in a little hard and heavy, who does what, who tries to block. There's a lot of things you learn. So, as a flagman, I've always made a point to try to give every car the flag. So what I do is I face turn four, and then I just keep looking over my shoulder till I can find that leader. And you're right, this is a small place, and it gets ever so busy being a flagman because you'll get into lap traffic, and you've got the leaders coming. So previously before the race, that driver's meeting is important to make sure you tell them, guys, if I show you the lap flag, just keep your line. Don't make any drastic moves. If he's faster, he will find his way by. But if you change lanes on him, there will be a wreck.
Steve, is there a preferred line around here when you're giving the move over flag? Is that predetermined? Is there a preferred line high or low at this type of bull ring?
A lot of tracks I used to flag at always, they wanted the cars to go to the inside, the lap cars. And I'm with Tony. I'd rather see them hold their line. But if you're going to move a car, instead of holding their line, I'd rather see them go to the outside because most of the drivers are down on the inside, so you don't want the lap cars down there.
Well, we have this Delaware restart as well, so Rudolavich won't have any lap cars or anybody by him, but the two Van Pelts are right next to each other. Kurt running in second, and Billy in third. Dale Welty in fourth, Ray Bliss in fifth. Bobby Davis in sixth, Mike Bills in seventh. Dylan DeWorth, eighth. Casey Pavlich, eighth. Ninth at the moment is Donnie Lawson, and tenth is
Dave DuBois.
So that's your top 10, 7 laps in to our 40-lap feature event, along with Steve Hogg and Tony Van Pelt. I'm Sean Wood. Glad to have you with us. Hey, don't forget, every Thursday afternoon at noon, it's This Week in Modified Country, covering Northeast-style modified racing right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Rudolavich will bring him around off of turn number four, and the green flag is out.
And he pulls away already on Billy Van Pelt. Billy got the jump on brother Kurt and takes the high side into one and two. Bumps the cushion right up on Rudolavich's rear bumper going into turn three.
And Billy is sporting those sail panels, something he doesn't normally sport here in his regular ride off of turn number four. Kurt coming right back, not going to give up that second position all that easily. Kurt, Ray Bliss, and Rudolavich all working the low side. Billy's found something on the high side as they go down in that number three corner.
And Rudolavich just looked out the right side and saw the wheel of the 24 coming and went, oh boy, here we go.
And surprisingly, Billy Van Pelt with just one win so far this season. He's tied for second place in the points right now with Mike Bills. They are 16 behind Alan Rudolavich.
Side by side down the backstretch. Now out of turn four, they're still side by side, and Billy's got the momentum up high, but Rudolavich has a short way around on the bottom.
Rudolavich in the green, orange, and black number 145 about to give up the top spot, as Billy Van Pelt in the fluorescent orange numbers, blue and white 24, will take the lead off of turn number four here on lap number 11 of our 40-lap feature event.
Third place also changed hands. Ray Bliss got around the two of Kurt Van Pelt, and they're back side by side coming out of two. Kurt's got the short way.
Kurt Van Pelt, Captain Quick, working that low groove off of turn number four. He'll hold on now to that third spot. Ray Bliss in fourth, and fifth is Dale Welty. Sixth, Mike Bills. Seventh, Dylan DeWort. Eighth, Bobby Davis with that Ford power plant. Ninth, Donnie Lawson.
Billy and Alan Rudolavich still fighting it out side by side down the back stretch, side by side through three and four, down the front stretch.
It's a good race. They cross the stripe right side by side. You can't keep either one of these boys out of victory lane. They're both really good race car drivers and really know how to get through the traffic, so you could just catch a break in traffic, could help a lot here, but right now it's Rudolavich back to the front, off to the stripe.
And also changing position, third place has changed again. Kurt's back in front of the 27 of Ray Bliss.
And Tony, you were saying too that the middle of this track wasn't coming in. Do you think it's starting to come in now?
Well, I'll tell you what, Rude Lavage is making it work. When he got the pass, he was on the bottom. He was in the middle that time, and Billy took the lead back from the top.
Billy,
I think you can get in on the middle, but you can't get off.
Billy's planting that right rear, right on the cushion. Watch him around three and four here. You'll see it right on the cushion.
Now they'll get in the lap traffic. Well, you got one car, Ray Bliss, off the high side of turn number two. Ray Bliss has broke. He was running in fourth, and we are under caution here on lap number 17. A tough break for Zeke.
It was a tough break for Zeke, but a good break for Billy. He got caught behind the 26 a lap car and not only lost a lead back, but lost about three car lengths. So, like you said, when you catch lap traffic, it can go either way.
So a tough break for Ray Bliss. I didn't see what happened initially, but he just pulled up and slowed to a stop on the entry to turn number two, which is where the cars come out. They go off the track here on turn number one.
I believe Ray has a feature win over here this year, doesn't he?
Correct.
That's
yes,
what
he
I
has.
Thought. Yep.
Yeah, and when you take a look at what has gone on here through the course of the season, back on April 30th, Alan Rudalavage was your winner. Ray Bliss winning on May 7th.
Yep.
Alan Rudalavage second win, only driver to repeat this year. That happening on May the 14th. On May 21st, it was Donnie Lawson. Ron White won the second 20-lap feature on May 28th. Bobby Davis put the Ford in victory lane on May 28th in the first feature, and Billy Van Pelt winning on June the 4th. And this year, they're averaging 22.3 cars per night here.
Who's driving that 3/10 of a car?
I don't know.
But speaking of Ray Bliss, he's no longer a regular here. He's moved on. He's running a sportsman on Saturday nights at Raceway 5 up in Batavia, and he won opening night up there. Won quite convincingly, too.
Zeke, his nickname is, he's quite a chauffeur.
Zeke,
and he loves to race.
He'll go any place, won't he?
Wherever there's an open track, he's usually in the pits ready to race.
And a big supporter, too, back in the day of the T3 series.
Yes. So single file restart, white flag has been given. We're going to go green off from turn four. Three yellows, they go single file.
Billy Van Pelt slowly brings him down off turn number four. Steps on the gas, green is out, and he has a two-car length lead over Alan Rudalavage. And here comes Captain Quick looking to the low side off of turn number two. And Mike Bills gets a big run. He's up to fourth around Del Welty.
Mike Bills started in the 11th position, and he's now
and he
up
he is
to,
moving fast.
He's up to third. I told you back in the heat to watch the 21. He's been fast all year.
Well, now it's a two-car gang up, a pair of red cars on the outside. It's Kurt Van Pelt, the low side. It's Mike Bills. They're trying to gang up on Alan Rudalavage, but Bills slid up and had to get on the binders that time. Lost a few car lengths. They go through one and two. Kurt Van Pelt still shows the way. Billy Van Pelt still shows the way.
And if you notice, the top is so far around now, they've moved that slick spot up that Billy has got the lead. He's moved it down on the bottom and just marching. Now, he don't want to miss his marks. Kurt went to the top but was losing ground. So it's the best way is right on the bottom now.
That's where I'm used to seeing Billy, right on the bottom around here. That time he's up in the middle groove and lost some ground to Rudalavage.
Yeah, real slippery on entry. He had it a little sideways.
Halfway this time by, 20 down, 20 to go in our 40-lap feature event. Billy Van Pelt, your race leader. Alan Rudalavage runs in second. Great battle for third between Kurt Van Pelt and Mike Bills. Dale Welty is fourth, Dylan DeWart fifth, and then it is Donnie Lawson sixth, and Bobby Davis with the Ford in seventh.
Looks like Bills is going to get that third spot away from Kurt coming out of turn
if
two.
If Bills don't miss his mark on entry, he'd drive right by him, but he got in a little hot and got the rear tires up in that black stuff, and then Kurt got back with him.
Kurt's
now, right there's
the
a good
cushion.
Corner. The 21 car didn't miss his mark, and he gained ground.
And another guy to give a call out to having a good run, Joe Ginn. In the number three, off of turn at number two. The battle right now is for third, and it's a great battle. A youngin and a veteran, a Billy Kurt Van Pelt, the high side, Mike Bills on the low side, and Bills will get it finally. He'll move into third and moves down to that low line to protect the inside, but back comes Kurt Van Pelt on the inside as our leader, Billy Van Pelt, is now into lap traffic. Gets around Gary Lapman there, and lap number 24.
We haven't said much about Dale Welty in the 9X, but he's running a steady, what is it, fifth place and sixth place, Dylan DeWert right behind him. They're staying steady right there. They're not gaining, but they're not losing either. Rudalavage underneath the lap car of Lampman coming out of turn four.
He's about a half straightaway behind Billy Van Pelt. Then it's a straightaway back to Mike Bills in third. And it's a good battle now for fourth. as here comes Dale Welty. He is all over the rear bumper of Kurt Van Pelt. As Billy Van Pelt puts another lap in the books, 25 in. We have 15 to go in tonight's 40-lap feature event from the Woodhull Raceway.
Billy's into lap traffic now. He goes on the inside of 06. Tim Gill puts him a lap down. The next one to go a lap down is going to be the one of Gill Tagg Jr.
Back in third right now, it is Mike Bills really hugging that inside line through 3 and 4. And then we have a little further back, a pretty good battle going on. Kevin Chilson, we have not called his name much tonight. He is starting to poke his nose in the top 10 along with Joe Ginn. They're side by side through 1 and 2.
Billy's having a little tough time getting by the one of Gil Tagg, but he finally clears him going into turn 1 and out of turn 2.
We've had a great stretch of green laps here, and this is where the drivers have got to put the bridle on and actually slow the car down and get it down where the bite is and drive it off square. When you hit the slippery stuff, if your car's straight, it will go across it. But if you miss your bottom and get it sideways, you will lose time.
Billy Van Pelt down the middle of the backstretch right now, working on Ron Wright. As he comes off a turn at number 4, he's getting into the middle part of the field now, and Van Pelt having a little bit of time, but at the same time, Alan Rudolavich also having a little bit of time trying to get through lap traffic. They finally clear a couple of lap cars. There's now one lap car between them off of turn number 4 here on lap 30. 10 to go. 10 laps to go.
Watching the lap cars, they're not doing a very good job of holding their line. They're inside, they're outside, they're all over the place.
Mike Bills is a distant third, Kurt Van Pelt fourth, and Dale Welty rounds out the top 5.
And to kind of stick up for them guys, they're kind of racing their own race too,
yes,
and they're
are.
Racing for position. Yep. So they hate to give up a lane and let a guy just drive by.
One of the 88 car just pulled off the track.
That'd be the Kenny Peoples Jr.
33 laps in the books. We're getting down to the closing stages of tonight's feature event. Along with Tony Van Pelt and Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Great to have you with us tonight from the high banks of the Woodhull Raceway. Looking for race leader Billy Van Pelt. Now no lap cars between he and Alan Rudolavich as Van Pelt comes off of turn number 4 and has a straightaway advantage over second place here in lap 34.
Straightaway to second and almost another straightaway back to third.
4 lap cars now, Steve, as one car goes
one
off.
One going to the pits.
Well, there was at one point 4 lap cars between second and third. Mike Bills, third-year racer sitting there in third. Kurt Van Pelt in fourth. Dale Welty fifth. Dallin DeWert sixth. Donnie Lawson seventh. Bobby Davis eighth. Joe Ginn ninth. And just getting lapped in 10th is Kevin Chilson by Billy Van Pelt.
The gap between first and second is pretty much staying steady, but between second and third, it's growing every lap.
And Billy's going to roll into 3 cars racing for position, so they're not going to want to, you know, yield to a lap flag. So it's going to slow him down, but you got to understand their point. They are in a heated battle for like 11th and 12th, so they're racing hard too.
Billy Van Pelt lapping inside the top 10. Next, he will be coming up on a good battle that's taking place between Bobby Davis and Joe Ginn as Van Pelt working that low side in the fluorescent orange 24 with the white and the blue with 2 laps to go. 2 laps to go in tonight's feature event. And Billy Van Pelt about to put the 8th place car a lap down.
Billy Van Pelt, the gap between him and 2nd place Alan Rudolavich has pretty much stayed steady. White flag flies one more time for the 24 of Billy Van Pelt. Boy, that seems weird saying that.
Works his way down through that number 3 corner off of turn number 4 for the 2nd time this year. Billy Van Pelt will get the double checkers, much to the delight of the race fans. One fan throws his hat up in the air. Alan Rudolavich will become home 2nd. Mike Bills holding on for 3rd. Kurt Van Pelt 4th. Dale Welty 5th. Dallin DeWert 6th. Donnie Lawson 7th. Joe Ginn 8th. And I believe Kevin Chilson is 9th and will hold it there unofficially. So Van Pelt was actually coming up on 7th place to put them a lap down here inside a 40 lap for the big block, small block, modified feature event.
I hope the late miles were watching them find out how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, when you get a little short track like this and you get the leader stepping out, it's not hard to get around and lap a lot of cars.
So the 2nd time this year that Billy Van Pelt will go to victory lane. And
actually back-to-back because they didn't race last week.
Fogged out last week.
Yep.
So what we'll do is we're going to step aside and take a break. Be back with more from Woodhull right after this.
The National Sports Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, for the second time this season, pulling in the victory lane, Billy Van Pelt, your winner tonight of the 40-lap big block, small block, modified feature event here at the Woodhull Raceway. Billy, you guys threw a little bit of a curveball. Your brother, Captain Quick, Kurt Van Pelt, took out your primary car, and this is your ROC car. How did that decision come about?
Well, we got to talking to Curtis about racing the car this year a little bit, and he didn't want to race full-time, and he only wanted to come in once in a while, and we got three races at Woodhull that makes this car here, with the motor I have in it, legal to come here and play. And I said to Kurt, it's a great place to get in it, you know, and he knows his way around this track, and he knows that race car real well, too, the one he was in, so it was a no-brainer for us.
Didn't take you too long to get in the front, but once you did get to the front, you took off and you put at least a half straightaway lead over Alan Rudalavich. Take us through the early laps when you were able to catch up to Alan, and you guys had a pretty good battle side by side for the lead.
I think that was awesome. I mean, him and I got out there. We got to racing hard. We were putting on one heck of a show for the fans side by side there. I got away from him a little bit. I come down in there, try to hit the bottom, and I missed the bottom just a little bit, and he got back up beside me. And then we started swapping the lead back and forth. And, you know, what more can you ask for on a Wednesday night, you know? Great racing for everybody to come here and see. I mean, those who didn't get here, I mean, they missed one hell of a race.
And your brother Tony joined us in the broadcast booth. I'm sure that's the first time you heard about that. He joined us tonight in the broadcast booth along with Steve Kellogg, and which was a lot of fun.
Oh, I imagine he was a lot of fun. He never lacks for words.
That's for sure. You know, Steve was saying that he wrote in his column, High Bank Rumblings, that it was very odd that if you told him back in the early part of the year that come June 1, Billy Van Pelt would only have one win here, or you're basically the kingpin, he wouldn't have believed you. What's been going on with this team, and how come just the one win so far?
Just a lot of bad luck going on. One night I made a mistake. Doesn't happen very often. Yeah, I throwed it out and stepped on it. But it happens once in a while. And then I've been getting caught up in other people's messes. And one of the nights I didn't go to the scales after I won the heat, and I got myself DQ'd. And I know the rule. It's just an old habit, hard to break. When you go over the scales in the infield for 24 years, and then you go into pits, and you know, they've had it there for the last couple of years. An old, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
So how would you grade the team's performance so far through the early part of the year?
The team has been awesome. My car has been a rocket ship. No fault of the team whatsoever. And again, tonight, them guys put a rocket ship under my butt again. You know, it just, you know, they put a lot of hard work into these cars, and for my 20 minutes of glory going out there and having fun with them. So, I mean, they're just awesome.
Well, indeed, it was a little more than 20 minutes, but glory once again for Billy Van Pelt here in Victory Lane tonight at the Woodhull Raceway. Billy, congratulations on another win, and best of luck to you and the team the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Billy Van Pelt joining us here in Victory Lane. We'll take a break and come back with more of our broadcast from Woodhull right after this.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops, he waits, he looks, he opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in. Yes, yes.
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th.
Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
And welcome back to the High Banks here at the Woodhull Raceway, along with Steve Kellogg. I'm Sean Wood. Well, Steve, we just heard from Billy Van Pelt, and he's basically saying the driver just hasn't had that great of luck at times this year, but the crew has given them the best car. So what happens when the driver and the crew come together and that gels? What does that spell for this field here at Woodhull?
They're in trouble. That's what it spells out. But he admitted that he stepped on it one time. He had a little brain fade one time. He admitted all that. He knew he made a mistake. But I also believe that the rest of the field has caught up with him.
Well, we saw it tonight. Alan Rudolavage was right there for several laps in the opening moments of the race. And even when they got into lap traffic until the latter part of the race, Alan really didn't fade back that far from Billy.
That gap pretty much stayed the same. Mm-hmm. The gap between second and third spread out quite a bit, but other than that, it wasn't bad a show.
And we have a final full field rundown for you, and here's Steve with tonight's 24 finishers in the 40-lap big block, small block modified feature at the Woodhull Raceway.
As we mentioned, Billy Van Pelt in the number 24 car, the Walt Mitchell lookalike, did take the $2,000 win over Alan Rudolavage. Mike Bills, a great run, finished third, and I still say this kid is going to be in victory lane soon. Real soon. He's come a long ways. Kurt Van Pelt came out of retirement in Billy's normal car, the two car, and did finish fourth.
Well, Kurt was telling me earlier that he never really, really retired. He's sort of in semi-retirement. He never really said the words retirement, but he's in semi-retirement, but he hasn't lost the beat.
Let's just say he reminds me of Brett Favre. Anyways, he did finish fourth. Dale Weldy, good run, and Larry Kennison's 9X finishing fifth. Dylan DeWert, steady Eddie performance for him, finished sixth, in the number four. Donnie Lawson, the rookie in the class, finished seventh. Eighth place went to the night sponsor, Joe Jin. Kevin Chilson finished ninth, and rounding the top ten was the number 70 of Ronnie White. The next five would be Gil Tagg, came from the Concies. In last place in the contest, he started 24th out of 24 cars and finished 11th. Tim Guild finishing 12th. Ray Dan in the 6B, 13th. Gary Lampman finished 14th. Bobby Davis in the Ford was 15th. Casey Pavlik, 16th. Kenny Peoples, 17th. Dave Dubois in a strange car for him, the 13K, finished 18th. Tony Harris, 19th. And Ray Bliss had trouble and ended up in the 20th position. Rounding the field out was Grant Hilfiger, Brian Doolittle, Ron Cartwright Jr., and Nate DeLong in 24th.
It was a great race. We have four cautions, including the one on the initial start. And all in all, it was one of the best races we've seen here in a while.
And in Billy's interview out there, he said he gets to have his 20 minutes of fame out there. Well, Billy, it was actually 22 minutes. I timed it.
And special thanks to our third man in the booth tonight, Tony Van Pelt.
Yeah, it's quite a surprise having Tony come in, and like Billy said, he's not at a loss for words, and he knows what he's talking about, spent a lot of years on a flag stand. The whole family grew up around racing, so they know what they're talking about.
Well, hopefully the fans enjoyed having Tony with us here in the booth. I know you and I enjoyed that.
Yes, I did.
And hopefully when we get back to doing another broadcast here at some point, we'll hopefully get Tony again, because I thought that was a great perspective that he gave.
Any idea when we're looking at coming over here again?
I have to look at the schedule. I'm going in 60 million different directions that I'm not sure what day is up and what day is down. Just a reminder, when you do get your paper of Area Auto Racing News, AARN.com, you can read Steve's High Bank rumblings in the paper. Speaking of Thursdays, you can check out This Week in Modified Country, our weekly audio webcast that airs at noon. And if you can't make it into noon, don't worry. It's there all day on demand, and we do interviews with drivers from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Donnie Lawson is going to be one of our guests right after he gets out of his teaching job at school, coming up on the 24th of June. So sometime after that, we're going to talk with him. That's real interesting, because his dad was telling me that people are actually calling Donnie to get ideas on how to do setups. He said the kid is tremendous on setups. And a neat racing background there to talk about for those who appreciate the history of this sport.
And anybody that comes to Donnie Lawson asking for setup, Donnie will give it to him.
Yeah.
And he gives it to him straight because he says he'd rather race him clean like that, you know, and beat him square and fair.
Just a quick other update on some of the upcoming broadcasts we do have. Next Saturday night, we will be out at the Mercer Raceway Park in Mercer, Pennsylvania. It's a doubleheader of the BRP Modified Tour and the 410 Sprint Cars. And after that, on the 9th of July, we'll be at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. It's my first time heading out there for the ARDC Midgets. We'll also have the ARDC Midgets on the 29th of July and the 30th of July. That's from Clinton County on the 29th on a Friday night, and also from Mercer on the 30th. So we have some of those webcasts, plus every Tuesday at noon, we have the Sprint Car Report. We talk racing about sprint cars for winged and non-winged. Mm-hmm. And if you are into the IndyCar series, we have on Tuesday nights our IndyCar show, Beyond the Bricks.
What do you do in your spare time?
I have a social life that's actually here at the track.
One thing I want to mention before we close this out, any listeners out there, if you've never been over here to Woodhull Raceway, you really got to get over here. It's a very unique racetrack, tight, very high bank corners, dust-free tonight, smooth.
Yeah, very smooth.
Well-run show.
Like Tony's head.
Yes. Mr. Clean
Mr.
just
Clean
walked in
just
again.
Mr. Clean just walked in again. Should we tell him the check's in the mail?
Yeah. No, we should be thanking you. You did a good, great job.
Well, anyway, always a pleasure to be with you, and we'll see if we can't find another race here to get in at some point during the year.
I hope so. I really enjoy doing this, and I'd like to get another one with Tony and have him on broadcast.
That was good. Well, I will have to make amends on getting this headphone fixed and getting another headset. So we will work on that.
He doesn't need to hear us. All he's got to do is talk.
I know that. Yeah, he's good at that, he says. So.
Your brother even said in Victory Lane that you're not a loss for words.
No.
The Victory Lane that we did out
yeah.
there.
Well, for Tony Van Pelt and Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood again. Thanks so much for listening. Billy Van Pelt, for the second straight time, goes to Victory Lane here at the High Banks of Woodhull Raceway in 2011. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, thanks for letting us be a part of your night. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again real soon. So long, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.